ध्यायामोद्बलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरी शङ्करादिगुरुं प्रणम्य आरभते अनुशासनं लभते मोक्षं यस्य मतिः रमते निर्गुणब्रह्मणि अहं सदा ब्रह्मैव एतदनुसन्धानम् अपरोक्षानुभव सन्दायकम् अचिरा So till now, we have seen the fifth shloka, till the fifth shloka of Naishkarmya Siddhi. So today we will see the sixth shloka. So till the fifth shloka, there was like, we already saw like a big avatarika, introduction we can say, of Sureshwara Acharya as to what is the purpose of this work. And then Sureshwara Acharya spoke about his own guru, Guru Andanam. After explaining like or after Anubandha Chatushtayam, he said about Guru Vandanam. So after Guru Vandanam, now there can be a doubt. So with respect to Guru, so once Guru is there, and Guru, some Gurus don't speak, or some Gurus don't write works. So unlike such Gurus, we have Sureshwara Acharya's Guru is Shankara. So Shankara has written a lot of works. So Shankara has already written works. So why Sureshwara Acharya is writing this work? So this work, does it have any kind of ulterior motive? What is the purpose of writing when something is already available, something is already present, already there with respect to, we can say, with respect to Sureshwara Acharya's Guru? So if Guru has written something, Guru has already written something, then why would a person get into writing more? So that is the doubt that can rise, and that is brought out, or that is established, or we can say that is mentioned by Sureshwara Acharya himself, and then thereby he answers it as well. So the doubt is that Shankara has already written like a lot of works. So Vedanta, whatever need to be explained about Vedanta has been already explained by Shankara. So then why the next work? Why something else need to be written? So therefore Sureshwara Acharya in a way anticipating this question or raising the question himself says, Guru Naiva Vedartasya Parisamapitatvat. So Guruna Eva, so we find through the Guru himself. So Sureshwara Acharya anticipates the doubt. So the doubt that Shankara has already, Shankara has already written many works with respect to Vedanta. So what is the need or what is the necessity of Sureshwara Acharya, or for Sureshwara Acharya to write another work? So does it mean that Sureshwara Acharya is mentioning something that Shankara hasn't mentioned? Is it something new? Is it something like existing? So what is the purpose of writing such work? So Sureshwara Acharya anticipates this and says, Guru Naiva Vedartasya. So Guruna Eva Vedartasya. So by Guru himself, Vedartasya Parisamapitatvat. So Guruna Eva Parisamapitatvat. So Parisamapitatvat means completed or finalized. So Guruna Eva, through by the Guru himself, by my own Guru, the Guru himself has completed. has completed Vedartham, like whatever is the Vedartham, the Artha, or like the essence of the Vedas, or we can say the Brahma Tattvam has been explained by Guru himself. So Guruna Eva, Guru himself has said. So when Guru himself has said, Parisamapitattvat, Prakarana Uktav, whatever like has been mentioned in this Prakarana, or through the words in this Prakarana, Khyatyadi, Khyati Adi. So Khyati, so Khyati, Khyati in a way means, sorry. So Khyati, Khyati in a way means any kind of external like benefit. So in particular, Khyati word is used for fame. So fame. So Guruna Api. So Guruna, through the Guru himself, though the Guru himself has said whatever needs to be said, still I am mentioning. So it means that Khyati Adi Pram Apramanya Karanam. So Khyati Adi Apramanyam. So Apramanyam means lack of authenticity. So lack of authenticity comes as a result of Khyati Adi, because of Kirti. What other than Kirti, Suresh Acharya himself will say. So in a way, seeking many things, seeking fame, seeking other things, when a person writes a work, there is no pramanyam for it. There is no validity for it. So there is validity when something is written based on the scriptures. If it is written based on the scriptures, there will be no desire for like the end result. So the end result, there will be no desire for end result. Because end result, like, do I benefit out of it? What do I benefit out of it? How do I benefit out of it? All these will not be thought about. All this will not come or get into the mind of a person who really is writing a work for work's purpose. So instead, many people write works in order to get name for themselves, in order to get money, etc. So in such cases, there is invalidity. There is lack of validity with respect to the Shastra. So wherever people have like other cravings, other desires than knowledge, we will find that there will always be, or knowledge itself will be tainted in such cases. So therefore, apramanya karana shanka, karana ashanka, we can say. So there is doubt with respect to this work written by Sureshwara Acharya after his guru has already explained whatever has to be explained. So concluded, Shankara has concluded everything, still Sureshwara Acharya is writing. So therefore there is a pramanya. Pramanya will come. Therefore chet tat vyudhasartam upanyasah. In order to get rid of that upanyasah, Sureshwara Acharya says. So in order to get rid of that upanyasah, here is what we say. What is it? Na khyati labha pujartam granto asmadir udiryate swabhodha parishudhyartam brahmavit nikashashmasu. So it's kind of like a very beautiful shloka. Na khyati labha pujartam. So there are three things mentioned here. Na, not for khyati. Or khyati means kirti, labham, any gain. And puja, puja means praising. So that people will praise, which means that people will worship me. So in order, not for any of this, granthah asmabhi udiryate. I haven't like mentioned this udiryate, have been explained or is being written, not for any of this purpose. This grantha is not written for any of these benefits. These are all worldly benefits. So wherever like a person, in a way, Sureshwara Acharya also indirectly may be hinting or laughing and saying that my guru has concluded entire Vedanta. So having such a guru, obviously, I will also not be far from knowing the truth. So which means I will also have known the truth. So if I have known the truth, for a person who has known Brahman, the entire world is Trinatulyam. So Trinatulyam means like grass, Trinam. So Tribhuvanam, Trinam. So it is Trinam, Trina Samanam, we can say. Like grass, that means it is of no use. Because there is no comparison at all. Brahma Jnanam will lead to instant bliss here and now itself. Whereas whatever is being spoken about here, it is all these will vanish after a period of time. Sometime it will be there, kirti will come, kirti will go, labham will come, labham will go. Puja, people like praising, serving and all will happen some point of time, and some point of time it will vanish. But this is not like Brahma Jnanam, is not like that. So Brahma Jnanam is something which is eternal, which is eternal. And such eternal benefit, like a person, if a person is even seeking such eternal benefit, such a person will not run behind any of these. So therefore, what are you talking about? I am not written for any of these. Then why have you written? I have written Swabhodha Parishuddhyartham. Swabhodha Parishuddhyartham. In order to clarify myself, in order to make myself clear. So to make myself clear, so whether like my notions are clear, my notions are without any doubt. So in order to do that, in order to establish that, I am writing this work. So I am writing something not for like getting name or fame or anything else, but I am writing in order to know my own mind, in order to strengthen my conviction. So how will my conviction get strengthened by writing a work? Just by writing a work, conviction may not be strengthened, but that's not the case. Conviction will be strengthened because writing works. When a person is writing a work, there is manana involved. There is reflection. So we cannot write something like spontaneously. So spontaneous writers are writers like who, in whom Ishvara's presence is there. Ishvara comes into them and writes through them. They are just an instrument in Ishvara's hand for writing something. So such writers are very rare. The majority of writers are people who who write in order to, we can say, like clarify their own mind, which means through manana. It's, there is reflection required. We can't write anything and everything. Of course, we can write anything and everything, but then it won't be read by anybody. It won't be accepted by anybody. It will be like after some time, after a few days, if we read ourselves, we read whatever we have written, we will find that it is inconsistent. It is illogical. It is contrary to what we may really feel. There will be false in it. So therefore, mananam is essential. Manana is essential or inevitable for writing works. So manana is involved. Wherever manana is involved, there will be a strengthening of knowledge. Knowledge will be strengthened where manana is there. And how will this writing of the work, other than this, how will it help? It will help because Brahmavit. So like realize masters, when they go through this work, they will be able to appreciate it, they will be able to understand it. So they will be able to test it, they will be able to judge it. So I am writing this work in order to clarify my own knowledge. And who clarifies this knowledge? Can I myself clarify? Of course I do manana, but like manana can be of any type. I do manana that this world is real. So that manana is faulty. So it appears to be very correct, that manana, but that manana is not true. That manana is faulty because the world is not real. How do we know the world is not real? Anityam. Anityatva, that which is temporary is not real. That which is temporary is not real. So that the world is not real. If the world is not real, then like why am I, or like how or why am I thinking that the world is real? My manana itself is faulty, it means. So manana itself is faulty, so it has to be tested. So tested by whom? Brahmavit. So Brahmavit, that means realized masters, people who have known Brahman, they should test it. They will be able to test it. So they have to test it. So I am writing this work in order to clarify myself, in order to gain conviction myself, and through putting it in, or keeping it or offering it to knowers of Brahman. And knowers of Brahman will be able to clarify, or like they'll be able to verify my knowledge. They'll be able to say whether my knowledge is right or not. They'll be able to say whether I am talking right or not. They'll be able to say that like my conviction is right and I am in the way to realization, or I am already realized. So they are the people who have to verify. And how do they verify? So they are like these Brahmavit are people who verify. So like verify, they verify gold. So like a gold person, so there is a beautiful analogy given here. So how does we take a gold ornament to the goldsmith. So how does the goldsmith verify the gold? So a goldsmith verifies the gold by rubbing it on a stone. So the stone is like very hard stone. So on the stone or in the stone, like he rubs it, rubs the gold. And when he rubs the gold, then he finds that it is kind of very clear. So he finds that it is very clear. So what is the gold here? The gold is my jnana. So my jnana is a gold. Gold is knowledge. The knowledge that I have gained is jnana. The knowledge that I have gained is gold. And this gold, so nikasha can be considered as gold. So and this gold, dashmasu, so is rubbed in a hard stone. So in a hard stone, it is being rubbed. So when this gold is rubbed in a hard stone, we will know whether the gold is real or not, whether the gold is valid or not. So that kind of verification I will get, and that is the purpose of this work, writing this work. So writing of this work is in order for realized masters to judge it. So realized masters will rub this gold, which is my knowledge, against hard stone, and they will find out whether it is right or wrong. So Sureshwaracharya, so in a way says that, we find here Sureshwaracharya's humility being shown. Of course, Shankara himself is very humble. So Shankara, at the end of Saundari Lahari, says that I haven't written anything, because I have written everything. But what I have written, it is like showing sun, Surya Bhagavan, like the Surya Bhagavan showing lamp. So like that I have written about you, O Devi. You who are the goddess of words, so I have used your own words to explain you. So that is how futile, that is how silly it is. It is very silly that I have written work. So Sureshwaracharya also says the same thing here, that I have written this work in a similar way. I have written this work in order for realized masters to judge it. So as the Subhashitam says, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. So true knowledge humbles people. So how can true knowledge humble people? So true knowledge makes us realize that there is only one Brahman here. So Brahman alone exists here. That is true knowledge. True knowledge says that Brahman alone exists here. Brahmaiva. So if Brahman alone exists here, where is there big, where is there small? So when compared to this entire world, we will find that we are nothing. We are nothing. We just get lost. So we become like the salt doll, which said that it would measure the entire ocean. It was egoistic, so he said, I will measure the entire ocean. It walked into the ocean, it merged onto the ocean. So in the same way, when a person strives in the spiritual path, a person progresses in the spiritual path towards moksha, such a person realizes, such a person will find that his own ego vanishes and he will become very humble. The entire world becomes filled in and out with Brahman, one Brahman that alone exists. And compared to whatever is there, Namarupas are there in the world, our knowledge is nothing at all. But here Sureshwaracharya says that I have written in order to clarify my own knowledge. Like whatever I have gained, whether that is right or wrong, I want to know. And therefore I am placing it in front of realized masters. Let realized masters judge it. Realized masters are impartial people. And they are the only people who can judge such works. So like we cannot all of a sudden read this work and start judging Sureshwaracharya, because this work can only be judged by a realized master, because this work is about Brahman. So like whatever is not our area of expertise, we will not be able to judge it. So if I am a maths teacher, I'll be only be able to judge mathematics subject. I'll not be able to judge any other subject. So similarly, if I am a physics teacher, I'll be only be able to judge physics. I won't be able to judge anything else. So in the same way, this subject, the subject matter of this work is Brahman. So therefore, only people who know Brahman, Brahman Jnani, Brahmavid, are people, only people who will be able to judge this work. And that people, onto that people, I offer this work. So this work is like the gold, and like even as a goldsmith uses gold in order to like rub it, he rubs it against a hard stone to figure out whether it is real gold or not. In the same way, let these realized masters judge my work. Let the gold of my knowledge, let these realized masters judge through this. So I don't need anything at all. So we have to always remember, it's always good to remember the first half of this shloka. Na kyati labha pujartam granto asma virudiryate. I have not written this work in order to get kyati, labha, puja, anything else, any worldly gain. Any worldly gain is not the purpose of this work. If we are learning this work, if we are reading this work, if we are researching on this work, the purpose is not any worldly benefit. The purpose is moksha. And moksha can only be attained when we realize that one Brahman alone exists. And there is no labha, there is no nashta. There is no gain, there is no loss. There is only knowledge, pure knowledge that one Brahman alone exists and I am that Brahman. So we'll stop here for today. So may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to remember that one Brahman alone exists here, and through this knowledge we'll be able to realize Brahman, and we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now itself. So may Amma bless us for this. We'll continue next week. Namaskar.